Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, January 6th, 2021. The federal and state governments have agreed that in districts with high corona infection rates, further measures should be taken to restrict the radius of movement to 15 kilometers around one's place of residence. This is to apply to districts with a 7-day incidence of over 200 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants, unless there is a good reason. Accordingly, day trips for leisure do not constitute a valid reason. More than 70 counties in Germany have an incidence of more than 200, and Berlin has a value of 131.8. Even if the regulations were to apply to individual Berlin districts, none would be affected as things stand. Spandau has the highest 7-day incidence in Berlin at 188.4. In light of the continued high corona numbers, the federal and state governments also agreed to extend the lockdown until the end of January. The measures had previously been limited until January 10th. The federal and state governments are also tightening the current contact restrictions. Private meetings will only be possible with a single person, just one person, outside of one's own household. Daycare centers and schools will also remain closed until the end of January, and the federal government wants to legislate that children's sick pay will be granted this year for 10 additional days per parent and by 20 days for single parents. Merkel said after the deliberations that the goal remains to get a 7-day incidence per 100,000 of less than 50. This gains further importance because of the discovered mutation of the coronavirus, which is spreading faster. For the chancellor, a new situation is emerging which requires extra care, and she acknowledged that the new measures are, quote, drastic. At the same time, she offered hope with regard to the newly developed vaccines, and she believes that there is a perspective for a normalization of our everyday life. At the press conference with the chancellor, Mayor Mueller, who is also chairman of the Conference of Minister Presidents, spoke of, quote, difficult but constructive negotiations. This is no time for half-heartedness. We must continue on the path with determination. We must resolutely continue on the path with the measures now so that we get a perspective by the middle of the year, unquote. The next meeting between the chancellor and the heads of the state governments is scheduled for January 25th. Almost 18,000 people have been vaccinated against the coronavirus in Berlin so far, and the Berlin regional head of the German Red Cross, or the DRK, Mario Zaya, has drawn a positive interim conclusion in an interview with RBB. He expects significantly higher vaccination numbers in the coming weeks. The DRK is responsible for coordination in the vaccination centers. On Monday, the vaccination center in the Arena Halle in Treptow resumed its work after an interruption of several days. It had been temporarily closed due to too few vaccines and too few appointment bookings. The other 5 Berlin vaccination centers are not yet operational. However, mobile teams have been carrying out vaccinations in care facilities since December 27th. According to Zaya, about 500 people have been vaccinated in the Arena Halle. However, some did not show up even though they had appointments. With just under 18,000 vaccinated in Berlin as of January 4th, the capital is in a better position than some other federal states. Nevertheless, Zaya also sees, quote, a couple of bottlenecks. The preparation of the BioNTech vaccine is challenging, even for skilled pharmacists, takes longer than anticipated, and people have to learn on the go in order to scale up operations. In the coming days and weeks, the former health senator expects that every center will be capable of handling 3,000 vaccinations per day, 7 days per week. The prerequisite, however, is that the Moderna vaccine is also approved in the EU this week, so that more doses are available. Zaya stressed that all Berlin vaccination centers are ready and can start work at any time. Another apartment has been searched in Berlin in connection with the November 2019 Dresden Grüniske Volbe jewel theft. Yesterday, during the operation in Neukölln, two cell phones and several documents were seized and are now being evaluated. A 21-year-old suspect who is still on the run and has been publicly sought for weeks was not found in the apartment, and investigators stated that they are still searching for him at full speed. The twin brother of this man was arrested in mid-December. 4 weeks earlier, investigators in Berlin had arrested three suspects linked to an organized crime family who allegedly committed the burglary. As Berlin Briefing reported late last year, at the end of November 2019, several burglars stole historical jewelry from the 18th century Grüniske Volbe collection in Dresden. They fled in a car, which they later set on fire, and the crime triggered a great deal of international attention. The Remo family, to which the suspects belong, is already known to the police, and some family members were involved in the equally spectacular theft of a 100-kilogram gold coin from Berlin's Bode Museum in 2017 and were convicted for it in February of 2020. Until now, high and low pressure areas have mostly had typical German names. The background to this is the weather sponsorships awarded by the meteorologist at the Freie Universität, or FU Berlin. The institute has been assigning names to high and low pressure areas that influence the weather in Central Europe since 1954. The Berlin-based association Neue Deutsche Medienmacherin, or NDM, now has purchased 14 weather sponsorships for the first weeks of 2021 and will use more diverse and less German-rooted names. The goal of the action under the name Wetterberichtigung, or weather correction, is to make diversity visible in the population. Sponsorships for high-pressure areas cost €360 and low-pressure areas €240. If no name can be found for a weather situation, the sponsorship is auctioned off shortly beforehand on eBay, and the money is used to support weather and climate observation by students at a weather station in Dahlem. NDM chairwoman Ferda Ataman stated, quote, "Making the weather more diverse is only a symbolic step. What's important is that social diversity finally becomes normal everywhere. When it comes to greater visibility and participation, media in particular play an important role." Unquote. January's weather sponsorships are designed to inspire. Among others, the following high and low pressure areas will provide sun and rain: Ahmet, Goran, Yusef, Flavio, Dimitrios, Dragica, and Hanna. NDM weather sponsorships are funded by donations. For more information, please follow the link in our show notes. And lastly, thank you to Raphael, C, and Rachel and Chris for your recent generosity. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.